Grace to you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Why am I here? Not here in Austin at Christ Lutheran Church in worship. But why am I here on planet Earth, in this world and in this life? Is there a specific purpose to my life, to your life, to any of our lives? Or is it just all a meaningless coincidence? That's a question that both simple folks and scholarly philosophers alike have pondered and pontificated upon for centuries. The hedonists in the 4th century BC Greece came to the conclusion, as have many since then, that the ultimate purpose in life is simply for each person to make the most out of his time here, to just be happy, or as they love to say, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But long before anyone in Greece espoused this principle of pleasure, the great preacher of the book of Ecclesiastes had already tried out this philosophy to lend meaning to his own life. But he soon discovered that this too was meaningless. For regardless of what pleasures a person obtains, the same fate of death awaits both him and the sorrowful person alike. In fact, this was his conclusion regarding every pursuit in life, whether that be the pursuit of wealth or fame or achievement or labor or wisdom or advancement or pleasure. The same fate still awaits everyone. And thus he realized that this life, apart from God, is meaningless. Henry David Thoreau, the great thinker, author, once wrote, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation." And why shouldn't we? For life in this world, again, apart from God, is a mere 70 or 80 years or so, give or take, of work and worry, and then we die. And no matter what we amass in this life, we end up leaving it all behind to someone else. Someone who may or may not appreciate and value and be a good steward of what we have left behind for them. The Egyptians had some crazy idea that a person could actually take their treasures with them into the next life, if indeed there was a next life. But we all know that you can't do that. And in many cases, what they thought they were taking with them into the next life has now been looted and claimed by someone else. And thus their attempts to take their goods with them, well, that too was meaningless. It's all a result of sin. Once Adam and Eve fell into sin, everything changed. The blessedness of our creation was replaced by the curse of the fall. The purpose for which we were created, that of living our lives to reflect and to honor God, it was gone. Sin corrupted our ability both to honor God and to reflect God. And thus, our short time here on this earth became nothing more than a meaningless fight for survival. At the conclusion of his philosophic treatise on the meaning of life, Solomon reached a conclusion. He wrote, "Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." And so we came to the conclusion that a life lived apart from God cannot and will not have meaning. But how can we live in relation and connection to God when we have been separated from him by our sin? If we remember, it was God who cursed Adam and Eve in the garden, and God who banished them from the garden. And it was God who said that the soul who sins is the one that shall die. How can we possibly have or find meaning and purpose in life when said meaning and purpose can only be found in connection to God? And when we are totally cut off from and cursed by God because of our sin. Enter Jesus Christ, the answer to our dilemma and the answer to our meaningless lives. He came into this world to suffer the punishment for our sin and to forgive us then of our sin. He came to reconcile us to God that we might once again live to honor and reflect God. And in so doing, he has allowed us once again to live lives of purpose and meaning. In Ephesians chapter 2, St. Paul wrote these words. He said, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, not can be saved, might be saved, will be saved, but already have been saved through faith in the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus." And then Paul goes on to write, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." There you have it. The God ordained, God created, God redeemed purpose for our lives. We're here to do good, to love and help and to serve other people. For in so doing, we honor and we reflect God, who came into this world to love and to help and to serve us. In the 1991 movie City Slickers, the character played by Billy Crystal learned from the character played by Jack Palance that the meaning of life is one thing, But he wasn't told what that one thing was. Unfortunately, most folks go through life never learning that one thing. Like Solomon, they tried many things, but in the end, it all proves to be meaningless. For that's what life is apart from God. It is hopeless and devoid of meaning. But it doesn't have to be that way. Jesus came into our world to change all of that for us. He came to restore our relationship with God, to give our lives purpose and meaning once again. As we come to Him in faith, He takes us from the curses of God in the garden to the blessings of God at the cross. And in so doing, He turns our meaningless existence into ones filled with purpose, ones restored to honoring and reflecting God once again. May we each live as the new creation of God that we are, that Christ has redeemed us to be, as we live out each day of our lives with purpose and meaning. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.